Radiation.
Radiation.
Radiation. Radiation. Hello, welcome to Radiation, radio project of Media Education Center. In this episode, you will hear what our filmmakers did after the winter holidays and our volunteers' impressions about their trips to Albania and Bosnia. We also have an interview with the writer of the book Krugom Dvojke, as well as with the actors of theater play Plastic Gardens, which recently had its Belgrade premiere. Of course, Framix is bringing you a new interesting phrase for the end.
International. We spoke to Milica, our assistant for film, who told us about recent activities of Media Education Center filmmaking team.
In the past 2 weeks, the activities in Media Education Center focused on theory, or more precisely, the elements of script, figures of speech, and practical implementation of some of those elements in practice. We discussed narration, time ellipses, secondary plot, action, chase, dialogue, hints, deceits, and choice of names, leading and supporting roles, characters' transformation, the gang in a movie, the props, as well as time and place of the action. Afterwards, the task was to shoot a short horror movie, which should primarily include identification with the main protagonist, a chasing game and a relation between the characters, in which the chaser's figure couldn't be revealed completely, but only limited to details and his victims. Also, the script, directing and the pace had to reflect the suspense of events, ellipses and elapse of time. The film was shot in less than 4 hours. After editing, it was cut to 7 minutes. Because of the plot and the props that were used, it was titled Dream of Mirror, after one of the songs by Iron Maiden. All requirements were fulfilled, and you can see the film on YouTube.
Our volunteers, Angela and Vincent, went to Albania and Bosnia, where they took part in 2 training courses. Let's hear more about it.
The first training was about entrepreneurship and company management in Dureš. This small city is located in the Adriatic coast of Albania, which is 50 minutes far away from Tirana, the capital. The hotel was in front of the beach and the view was beautiful and the weather so nice. Almost 15 degrees during the first few days, so we could enjoy the beach and playing volleyball. 24 people have been involved in the training. These people came from Turkey, Greece, Albania, Romania, Bulgaria, Kosovo, Italy or Macedonia. The sessions of the training were developed between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. During the first day, we focused on presenting each other. And the second day, the trainer Luca from Italy presented us aims, objectives and definition of entrepreneurship. We also had the opportunities to work in reflection groups. During the third day, we spoke about leadership skills, teamwork, communication, workshop, and we finished this day by speaking about our organization. The fourth day was dedicated for enterprise and youth work, and the next day we created our own company, finding stakeholders, fundraising, marketing, using media to promote your enterprise. And of course, the last day was dedicated exclusively for the program Youth in Action, where we could hear and listen interesting proposals for different projects. The best thing of this training was the atmosphere of the group. Active participation, motivation, parties, enjoy, and lot of fun. We met a lot of amazing people, and we hope have opportunities to visit them in the future. To finish, we have been really impressed by Tirana, the capital of Albania. We never seen this kind of city in Europe before. First of all, the city looks like normal, if I can use this expression. But you can as well find some part of the city which looks like real chaos. Lot of poverty, everything is under construction. And then if you add this Islamic influence, with for instance this big mosque in the center of Tirana, all this mix makes this atmosphere very interesting and very special. And then the next week we went to Sarajevo for participating in the EVS on arrival training. This event took place in Hollywood Hotel, which was an amazing hotel with 4 stars. We had during all the week buffet for lunch and dinner. There were also swimming pools, sauna. We had huge beds. Actually, we spent 5 days living in luxury. This training gave us the opportunity to meet other volunteers living in the Balkans, sharing our experiences, sharing the tradition in our countries, and speaking a lot about the work in the organization and different NGOs. With Angela, we didn't feel really involved in this topic as we arrived in Belgrade in September. At least we participated to the activities with enthusiasm, and the most important for us was to meet new people. Actually, they were from Finland, Portugal, Belgium, Italy, Holland and France, of course. Wherever you go in the Balkans, French people are there. I can say also that Salto program had the good idea to organize the training in the same hotel of pre-departure training for Balkan people. The pre-departure training is actually organized for the people who plan to live soon in different countries to live an EVS experiences. So for us it was really good to meet local people from Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia and sharing stuff about our origin countries. During the week also we had the possibility to visit Sarajevo city. And I have to say that it's the most beautiful city I've seen in the Balkan area. Surrounded by those snowing mountains, it was an amazing landscape. photography.
Radiation Crew went to an exhibition called Krugom Dvojke. Pictures from this exhibition were also illustrations for the book Krugom Dvojke, so we spoke to its author, Mrs. Krajčević. How did you come up with the idea for this book?
I am from Dorćol, and all people who live there know that the main landmarks of this area are Kalemegdan and the tram number 2. So I started from Kalemegdan and wrote a book called The Close-Up of Kalemegdan, which contained the impressions of the passers-by. That book was very well received, so I felt the need to draw more attention to the great symbol of the place where I live. It turned out to be an eternal inspiration. Krugom Dvojke describes Belgrade's city center and all crucial symbols and images connected to it. My idea was to reconstruct a tram ride around Belgrade and also to follow what was going on inside that tram. This book came from that interaction between what is seen through the window and what can be experienced on a tram.
You said that the area encompassed by tram number 2 represents Belgrade's cultural hub. How do you see this place? Is it different now that Belgrade is rapidly expanding?
Luckily, it stayed the same. This part didn't face many changes, except that many old taverns turned into casinos. Although I can register some changes, they are not that big. But I can say that, as far as I remember, this area didn't experience many changes. I guess that's why I'm so connected to it. I see it as my own front yard.
Did you think about your future readers while you were writing this book?
I have to admit that I was writing mostly for myself. I scattered my own experience and impressions. I thought the readers would like it, especially the people who live in the neighborhood and have the joy of recognition. I think it is very important to experience that joy, to fully enjoy the book. But I was pleased to see that the young people also loved the book. I thought that they might feel left out, because the book has a sad and a bit nostalgic feel. This is a very polished prose, because I treat language professionally and have a feeling that each sentence should be neat.
Is it meant mainly for the citizens of Belgrade?
Actually, it is. Although I also think it might be interesting to someone who comes to Belgrade for the first time and can feel the atmosphere of the city. I didn't try to embellish it at all. It is a bit austere, just like our everyday lives. I also took care to avoid embellishing something that we love. I really love this city, this is where I was born and grew up, and I've never moved anywhere else. A lot of emotions tie me to this place, but I'm against embellishing and adding things that don't exist. This is what it's like. It has many bad sides, but it also has its charms and specific qualities. I think that's what foreigners like about it, and that specific identity of Belgrade is especially felt in this area.
What is your favorite spot here?
The places around Kalemegdan, Dušanova and the lower part of town, but also the port. It is an interesting and insufficiently explored place, both realistically and culturally. I think that Belgrade is gradually approaching its rivers. I heard that there were new clubs over there, and I hope that young people will begin to feel the beauty of the rivers, the stairs and steep areas. I think that the importance and interest of that part of the city will continue to grow.
And for the end, what were the readers' reactions to the book?
It received much more praise than I had hoped. I guess they have the joy of recognition, they can see, feel and recognize their own impressions. People also want to preserve their own memories. Memories are very important, as we all want to remember certain things. We brought 40 books here with the idea to sell maybe 10 or 20, but then my colleague went to fetch another 20, and I think that all copies were sold out. People want to leave some trace in time about their presence in the city, and this is our own trace and inscription.
Thank you. Plasti Gardens is a theater play done by Cultural Center Smederevo and Theater Korea from Italy. It had its Belgrade premiere on 5th of February, so we interviewed actors Ana, Anđelka and Miljan, who told us more about the play.
Why is the play called Plastic Gardens?
I don't know if you noticed, but most of the costumes and props which we use are made of plastic. It is connected to ecology, but to more practical things with which children actually play. We made these props and costumes ourselves, and while we were making them, we were also playing and wondering what they were used for. Because we only had the photographs and videos of what it is supposed to look like, but we didn't really know what all these things could be used for.
Since the entire play was based on games and dreams, how was it for you to reflect on that part of growing up?
It was a real pleasure. First of all, making those props was like a game to us. Then somehow everything else fell into place. We thought, oh, we could include this game or that game. We were literally trying to recall the games we used to play as kids. If you look at the opening scene, it is different every time. That's what makes the play more and more vibrant each time.
Was there any improvisation, or did you know exactly what to do in each scene?
Generally, there is no improvisation in 90% of the play. We know exactly how everything should look. An opening scene allows a little more freedom. But the scene when she is a dog and I'm her owner, and also the scene with the Japanese people, when we use a made-up language in our games, they allow us to improvise a bit, but that's it. Everything else is very strict and precise, choreography, our movements.
We heard that she also had performances abroad. What were the reactions?
This play is still relatively new, so we haven't traveled much with it yet. But we did it with another play called Brother, which was also directed by Salvatore Tramaccieri from Italy. It was a fantastic experience, the play was very well received. We won the prize Teresa Pomodoro for inclusion, which is a significant award for our acting troupe. The entire collaboration with the Italians and that director was amazing.
How did you start collaborating with them?
In 2005 we took a part in a project called Adriatic Connection, along with the Italians, Croats, Bosnians and Montenegrins. The workshop lasted for 21 days and we produced play A Midsummer Night's Dream. During it, which was also directed by Salvatore Tramaccieri, he wanted to continue the collaboration, so we did the play called The Beggar's Opera, then Plastic Gardens and finally Brother. We did four different plays all together, and we are currently working on a new project.
There are different ways in which Plastic Gardens can be interpreted. It can even be seen as a reflection of how the children used to entertain before, as opposed to how they play now. What is, in your view, the message of the play?
This play is about growing up in a way. At least that's how we see it. It starts naively with kids' games, but then it moves to another period of time when we are reflecting on our childhood and school. We hope that the audience can experience the same emotions and maturity.
Even if we are ready to play tricks on each other during the play, this is still a pure and simple story. This play has a very pure soul.
And for the end, what are the next plans in your troupe?
We are going to Lecce in Italy in March. We will have two performances there, on the 9th and 10th of March. When we come back from Italy, we intended to completely change the children's repertoire.
Thank you.
Facebook Remaking.
Oh, Andrella, did you know that Alex passed his exam after studying only 4 questions?
Oh, really? Él ha nacido con una estrella.
You know what? I found €100 bill in the street.
T'as un bol pas possible, toi.
This person is so lucky. She found a job directly after graduated.
Wow, úplo je kašikou mit.
Él ha nacido con una estrella means he was born with a star.
Avoir du bol means, in English, having some bowl.
Úplo je kašikou mit means her spoon fell into honey. If you were not born under lucky star, we hope that it will fall into your bowl of honey. Your usual suspects for this episode of Radiation are Angela, Vincent, Milica, Dušan, Nikola, Sonja and Sunčica.